If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to the Insurance Insights podcast. This podcast is a part of Niveshkar Befikar, Policy Bazaar's flagship consumer awareness initiative. In this podcast, we try to simplify insurance for you so that you can take maximum advantage of insurance for a safe and secured future. Before I start the podcast, I would like to remind you that if you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, then what are you waiting for? Please access it right now. Our podcast is available on Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon Music, JioSaavn, Hungama, and Wink Music. So let's start today's session. Parenthood is one of the most beautiful phases of your life. While it brings joy in your life, at the same time, it also brings a set of umpteen responsibilities. The upbringing of a child involves many expenses, with the most significant being education. Higher education costs are skyrocketing in India, thereby making it unaffordable for a middle-class family. Do you know that currently the cost of pursuing an MBA course from a private college is around rupees 30 lakhs? Additionally, the cost is expected to touch rupees 96 lakhs in the next 20 years, considering the annual inflation rate of 6%. Can you imagine that? Therefore, it becomes prudent to invest in the right financial instruments to build a huge corpus for your child's future education and needs. To explain more about creating a sizable corpus for your child's promising future, we have with us Mr. Vivek Jain, Head Investments at PolicyBazaar.com. Welcome to the podcast, Vivek.
Thank you, Banvi.
To start with, let's understand from Vivek the basics of investing for your child's future. Why should individuals invest to secure their child's future? What are its benefits?
Individuals should invest for their child's future so that whenever their child turns 15 or 18 and he or she is going to college, basically they have a corpus which can cater to the fees of their children. For example, so if you take an example of any good college in India for engineering, the fees today is in the range of 15 to 20 lakhs. With around 10% inflation that is there in education, in the next 15 years, this amount of fees would become somewhere in the range of 60 to 70 lakhs. So if after 15 years you need a corpus of 60 to 70 lakhs, it is better if you start investing small amounts today. And that's why investing for your child's future education becomes very important.
Absolutely, one should start investing for a bright future of their child. Moving on, there's a wide array of options available for our listeners out there, Vivek. But which is the most trusted way to build a sizable corpus for your child's future? Could you suggest some robust financial instruments where one must invest?
Well, there are multiple options to invest for your child's future and build a good corpus. But I think the plan that kind of stands out is a child savings plan offered by insurance companies, because they come in with a very, very unique option of waiver of premium, which means in case of any mishappening to the parent, the future premiums or the future monthly investment is paid out by the insurance company. So in a way, your child's future is secure even if you are there or you're not there, and which is a very, very, very big plus point.
Absolutely. So a lot of options for our listeners out there to invest for their child's future needs. So let's move on to our next topic. What is the right time to invest or start planning for your child's higher education needs? What are the benefits of investing early?
I think the right time to invest for your child's future is as early as possible. So say, I think when your child is 6 months old or 1 year old. And I say that, why? Because you give more time for your money to grow and multiply. if you start at the age when your child is 5 years old, you have about 13 to 15 years for your money to grow and the corpus to grow. But if you start early, when the child is 6 months, 1 year old, you give your money about 15, 18 to 20 years to grow. And I think in that period, if you have invested in the equity market, you are bound to get very, very good returns and build a good corpus.
What is the benefit of buying these plans online? Could you please elaborate?
There are two benefits when you're buying online for child savings plan. One is you can compare between various options that are available in the market and offered by various insurance companies and select the best plan transparently. And the second option, which is second point, which is a very big point, is basically if you are looking for guaranteed return options, when you buy online, you get about 3-4% extra maturity value. So if you're buying offline, say if you're getting 100 rupees, when you buy online, you get about 103 or 104 rupees. So it is about 3-4% extra money that you get when you buy online.
So it makes sense to buy these plans online, considering the fact that you can compare a lot of plans and you also get to know the information about these plans. Moving on to our last question. Over the last few years, the share of FDI has increased by multiple folds. Does this mean that there are immense investment opportunities for NRIs? How can it be beneficial for NRIs in India?
Well, I think India's growth story is known to everyone, and India's growth story and the way Indian economy has bounced back after the first wave of pandemic has been phenomenal. If you look at the last 1 year, the Indian stock market has given much higher returns than if you compare it with US markets or China market or Japan or Singapore. Or amongst all of these markets, Indian stock market has given the best returns, and that's why I think Indian market is attracting a lot of investments from FDIs as well as NRIs, and I think the Indian growth story is going to stay for the next, say, 5 to 10 years at least. So I think that's why India is a very, very good destination for NRIs to invest in.
Thank you for your valuable insights, Vivek. I'm sure this would be of great help to our listeners out there. To sum up, child investment plans help you prepare financially for your child's increased education costs and future needs. It's crucial to start making plans for your child's future as soon as possible. This allows your corpus to increase over a longer period of time. Further, it also protects you against inflation by delivering returns that are higher than the rate of inflation. So friends, we now move on to our next segment called the Policypedia, wherein we increase your protection quotient. So today's insurance jargon is claim settlement ratio. So what is claim settlement ratio? It is the amount of claims settled by the insurer out of the total number of claims received. If the ratio is above 90, then it is considered to be a good claim settlement ratio. This shows the insurer's potential to handle claims. It is highly recommended to check the claim settlement ratio before investing in your insurance policy. So friends, that was all for today. I hope you liked our episode. We will come back with another informative episode soon to increase your insurance knowledge. Till then, take care and stay safe, and don't forget to like and share our podcast.